My father, when he was a rebel, in his masters, told me that he was originally considering getting an MA instead of an MHL. The difference being that for an MA you have to write a thesis. So he never ended up completing the thesis until he got an MHL. But the thesis that he started working on was an analysis, a definition of the Derech HaLimud of the Gra, based on an analysis of the first 100 simanim of the Bi'ur HaGra and Or HaChaim. A lot to say about that. One of the most basic things we can say about the Derech HaLimud of the Gra, there's a lot to say about the Derech HaLimud of the Gra. There's much that could have been written about the Derech HaLimud of the Gra. One of the most basic things we can say is that part of the way in which the Gra revolutionized learning in the 1700s in Eastern Europe was moving forward by going back. They went back to the way things used to work. Machzir HaTorah LeYoshna. Back to basics. You got to figure out where things come from. You got to be able to take things back to the first source. You have an idea in Achronim, but where does it come from originally? It's a Rishon, it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah, it's a Pasuk. And take it back to four sources. So over the course of Morning Seder, many of you, I think, already had a chance to take a peek at a very, very famous Nesivus about the nature of Dinim to Rabbanah. But let's actually start by taking that back to first sources. So feel free, if you have the Maror Makomos in front of you, to follow along. Siman Reish Lamed Aleph in Chumash HaMishpat. Shochet es hapara. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Fellow shechts a cow. Umachara. And he sells it. Back in the old days, you didn't buy fully kosher meat from the butcher shop. You bought raw meat from a kosher shochet, done a proper shechita, but you took it home and you did the salting on your own. You bought the meat very soon after it had been geshafted. And my mother was in Central. Dr. Joffin taught both English literature to seniors and home economics to seniors. Home economics was a practical course in how to run a home, which in Central included how to run a kosher home. So one day, Dr. Joffin, the frum intellectual, in English class they were reading whatever they were reading. One day in home economics, she brought in a chicken, a raw chicken, and a pan, and taught the girls how to salt the chicken. Because at that time, when you went to the kosher butcher, he didn't salt the meat for you. You bought it, and you salted. You have to know how to salt your own meat in order to have a kosher home. So that's the way it was for most of Jewish history. We live in a time of great affluence and convenience, and you go to the store, and all the meat's already pre-salted. So you buy the shochet shechts the cow. This is what's being described here. The shochet shechts the cow. The shechita was fine. Check the lungs were fine. Good. So people may have been coming to the butcher for the last week or two. They want to buy meat. And he said, yeah, next Tuesday I'm going to shecht the cow. They'll come next Tuesday. So they show up on Tuesday, and everyone gets the cut they want, and they're paying for the meat. Sure. And then, no dashi treifa. Then it turns out it's a treifa. He had cut up, given out different cuts of meat. But then when subsequently he was going through some of the organs, someone found a trephus in the heart, a trephus in the liver, a trephus somewhere or another, and that means that the whole animal, all that meat, is trephus. Masha achlu achlu, but they ate. Masha achlu heim, yachzir lo as habasar. Hu yachzir lo as adamim. If you ate it, you ate it. If you didn't eat it, you return it. Either way, you get your money back. You get your money back. Sounds familiar? What was his dream to? Shulchan, right? Or you could have told me I was reading to you the Rambam. Because this is some of you saw. Somebody saw that the Shulchan Aruch was quoting the Rambam. If you wanted to know, by the way, let's look in the page of Shulchan Aruch. You would see that teeny tiny, after the big bays, which is the bays, the teeny tiny bays, that's into the Be'er HaGola, in the outside top corner, little air bays, little letter Aleph, Lashon HaRambam, Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Mechira, etc., etc. Yeah, or maybe I was reading, because you saw the Rambam opens with the concept, Perek Tezvav, Hilchos Mechira, is a concept of Nekach Tos, that if either I got the I sold you something, I got the numbers wrong, I told you the weight, the volume, the count, however I was selling it, I told you I was selling you 3 pounds of cereal, I gave you 2.5 pounds, told you I'm selling you 150 walnuts, it was only 140, Nekach Tos. Or, it's not a question of the numbers, there's a mum. I told you I was selling you a stick of butter, and I sold you a stick of butter, but it turned out that it was spoiled. It turned out that it was discolored. Look, some significant mum. That's a Nekach Tos. It's the Rambam opens Perek Tezvav Hilchos Mechira. And he goes through a lot of details. Nekach Tos is a big issue. Asking for refunds. Right? The buyer not being happy when the item is delivered. That happens all the time. So there's a lot to say about how Hilchos Nekach Tos. So in the next Perek, the end of Perek Tezvav, the Rambam gets up to what happens when, what Shulchan Aruch is calling here, Reish Lama Dalet, Rambam, the end of Perek Tezvav Hilchos Mechira, what happens when it turns out that the thing is treif? Is that a mum? And the answer is that Nekach Tos? The answer is yes. Yes. But the truth is, I was not. You might have been following along in the Shulchan Aruch, but I was not reading to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe some of you, I saw some of you brought a Rambam Sefer Kinyan this year. Maybe you following along with Rambam. I was actually reading to you from a Mishnah in Bukharos, which is the original source of this all. Of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the very end of the fifth parak of Bukharos, the Mishnah talks about either a Bukhar case or a Treifa case. I sold it to you, then it turns out that's not kosher. And that's where the Rambam gets it from. That's where the Rambam gets it from. Okay? Then the Rambam goes on to say something that I don't have in front of me. And that is moving from Halachi Beis to Halachi Dalet, or in the Shulchan Aruch, moving from Sif Beis to Sif Gimel in Kosher Mishpat. Reish Lamed Dalet. But let's say it was treif midraban. Not that I sold you meat that turned out to be a treifa. That's an isser deraisa. I sold you something that turned out to be an isser deraban. So if in har peiros kayamin, machzer peiros not adama. So that is different. Rambam says that if I still have the food, I bought food for you, it turns out that's trade for Rabban. I still have the food, so then I can give it back to you. I don't want this. I have no use for this. This is trade. I can't eat it. Trade for Rabban. And you give me back the money. I bought chicken. It turns out that the chicken was prepared. I bought chicken from the supermarket. Under Ashkacha. From the kosher takeout place. It turns out that the chicken was prepared with butter. Chicken and butter. That's basmul chol drabanim. Gevalt. Treif. I can't eat that. So I don't want it. So you messed it up. This is a mum. Take it back and give me back the money. Okay. But if what? What's the difference between derais and drabanim? And din? What's the difference in din? What case is there a difference by paying away the derais and drabanim? You ate it right. Let's say you ate it right. You're in my, I have nothing to return to you. But I'm terribly upset. What did you sell me? You sold me tarfus. So if it was trade from that Torah, I get my money back. I don't have anything to return to you, but you owe me the money back. If it was trade from Drabanan, then Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch says, I do not get the money back. Where did Rambam get this from? So the Magen Mishnah, the Rivash. They quote on the side and said, well, the Rambam looked at Bukhar Islam Zayin. All of the examples there are Isurim Doraisa. The Gemara gives a whole bunch of examples. Yain Esach, Nevela, trade for Shkatz, the Ramasim. There's no examples of regular Yisurim Drabanan. So the Gemara didn't say it, but the Rambam read carefully, and he said, there's a pattern here. There's a difference between Deraisas and Drabanas. If you sold me an Issa Deraisa, I'd get my money back, even though I already ate it. I have nothing to give back to you. I have no merchandise to return, but you owe me the money. But if you sold me an Issa Drabanan, if I can return the merchandise, I get my money back. If I already ate it, I don't get my money. Shulchan Aruch. Halacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch. Quiet around. What did Nesivos say about this? What would you say about this? What would you say about this? What would you say about this?
train to straight.
Orthodox Jews followed the Rabbanans with the same fervor and enthusiasm we followed the Rises. It's straight for straight. It's interesting that you get your money back if you already ate this in the Raisa, but I'm not giving anything back to you. Okay, but on the other hand, you caused me to eat something I never would have wanted to eat, so it's still a makachtos. Okay, so trade for trade. Wasn't that trade for Raisa, trade for Rabban? So the Siva says, this is interesting. Didn't. The Siva says, learn Shulchan Aruch. Take a look inside. I don't know the sort of ironic names. You see there are two parts of the Yeshivas at the bottom of the page. Chidushim and Be'irim. So Chidushim sounds like new Chidush HaTorah. Be'irim sounds like explanation, Perushim. But for some reason it's the reverse. Chidushim is usually like the just straightforward Perushim and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Be'irim are the Shtickl of HaTorah. I'm not sure why he uses that language. So the Yeshiva said, you know what's going on here? There's a difference between and this is the Raisa Isra Abanam, if I already ate it. He says, look, I didn't eat it yet. Clearly, the Raisa Drama doesn't matter. If you sold me something that has a feature that I wouldn't have wanted, even if it's not a halakhic feature. You sold me firewood, and it turns out it's not the type that we were talking about. You sold me, you remember from the beginning of the year, that Gemara and Baba Kama. You sold me a cow, I wanted a work cow. You sold me a cow that's good for slaughter, but it's not good for work because it's violent. So if it's clear that I had wanted a work cow and that was the understanding, you sold me a cow that's not good for work, then make it a you sold me food and it turns out that it's trade. Doesn't matter. I draw a button, I'll give it back. It's still kayam if I haven't eaten it. Of course I can give it back. Get money back. The chiddush is when it's already eaten, and that's where we differentiate. So why? So he says the key line. He says, two lines in. He says, "Beisuri Torah filu ochel and b'shoge tzar kaparu tshuva lahagin al yisurim." He says, when you violate Issa Daraisa, even b'shoge, you gotta get kaparu. That's clear and chumash. Often you bring a carbon chata for certain averes, you do them b'shoge, you bring carbon chatas. It's clear that just because I wasn't trying to do the wrong thing, it doesn't mean that I didn't do an avera, something for which I need to get kapara, for which I need to do tshuva. L'hagin al yisurim. He says, Masha eno kein by drabanas. Eno nanash klal al hashogeg b'yisur drabanas, at the bottom of the nesivas. He says, if I violate Yisur drabanas on b'shogeg, nothing's wrong. Why? Arehu la'ochel kihilu achal ksheru. Kihilu nena kimom na ksheru. So they ate kosher. Why? Why? Because as later Achronim explained this in the Sivas further, when he says that you do it, Yisur drabanas, b'mezid, you're necessary, you got to do tshuva. Do this is Rabban B'shogeg, nothing happened. Why? So the way they explain the receivers is you do this with the Raisa, you did something wrong. You ate tray for food. You know, it's like the if you ever read the caution labels on the side of like household chemicals, like cleaning chemicals, poisonous, when they tell you, you know, don't drink this, it'll be really unhealthy, really bad idea. Okay. Sometimes they have this strange phrase, I don't know why. Intentional misuse of this product may lead to, you know, disease, death, injury, etc. They never assume it. Doesn't matter, intentional, unintentional. If it wasn't unintentional, Rahman al-Tzlan, someone ingests it, whether they're doing it on purpose or accident, it's going to be the same frightening outcome. So I don't understand, a poison is poison, whether it's intentional or unintentional. It's going to have the same impact. Okay. A Jew, Rachman al-Tzlan, eats tray for food, like we saw Mesil Sharm says in Perakin Olive, tray for food like poison. Spiritual poison, metaphysical poison. But the way that Chram understands the Nesivas is, by an Issa Daraisa, you did something wrong. You ate something wrong, something that's spiritually off. So whether you intended to or didn't intend to, you ingested something inappropriate. But by Issa Drabanan, when Chazal say don't eat a chicken cheeseburger, so does that mean that they made the chicken cheeseburger into spiritual poison? Says Nesivus, no. Chazal have the right, the Torah gives Chazal the right to make Dim Drabanan, and we're Mechuyev to listen. Whatever the pasuk is, we're Mechuyev to listen to the guidance of Chazal. That's obligatory. And if I'm Mechuyev, as we told so actually earlier this morning, that the Rambam talks about that sense of Rambam and the Shmona Prakim, the sense of Hachna to Chazal. So if I'm going to reject their authority, I have to subordinate myself to the authority of Chazal, the God-given authority that Chazal wield in crafting Dim Drabanan. I'm okay to listen. So if I'm going to reject the authority of Chazal, say, I don't care, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'll do whatever I please, that's a merida, a rebellion against the authority of Chazal. And that's a violation. But let's say I didn't realize it was wrong. I thought this was kosher chicken. I went to the kosher supermarket, went to the kosher takeout place, and there's a hashgacha. They were selling chicken. I thought it was kosher chicken. I thought they made it with margarine. I thought they made it with oil. Turns out they made it with butter. Turns out there was an issur drabanan. Of b'chala, we assume it's issur drabanan. So what I do wrong, says the Nesivos, nothing. Nothing. Because Chazal, they have their reasons for making Din Drabanan. They forbade Of B'chalav, so you won't come to eat Basar B'chalav. Okay. But my obligation as a Jew, as a citizen, not as a Chacham who's making the Gzegra, but as a citizen who's supposed to follow the Gzegras, my obligation is to follow their guidelines and to accept their authority. So if B'mezin, I blow off an Issa Drabanan, that's an act of merida. But if it was Beshogeg, so I wasn't Morid, I didn't realize. I never would have eaten if I knew it was Issa Drabanan. It's not itself inherently treif. It's just that I'm okay to listen to Chazal's rules. I better not violate their rules. I have to listen. I was listening. I didn't realize this was a problem. That's how the Acharon, later Acharon, developed further what the Nesivus is saying. And again, taking it back, the Shulchan Aruch, the Reish Lama Dalet, the Chosh Mishpat, based on the Rambam, the end of the 16th parak of Hilchos Mechira, based on his reading, his careful reading of the Sugya, the end of the 5th parak of Bukharos, Dav Lama Zayim and Alpha Bukharos is a what? That's why by a Drabanan, if you ate it, and if you didn't eat it, yeah, it's a shore, give it back, you don't want it. He gave you something, trade for Drabanan, give it back, not going to give you money back. But you already ate it. So what's the issue? You ate it. It tasted good. And you didn't do anything wrong. So where's the Mekka Ketavos? It's Rabban B'Sholgeg. That's this Yisod of the Nesivus. It's Rabban B'Sholgeg does not require Kapar. That's what he says. It's Rabban B'Sholgeg doesn't require Kapar. That's all that happened. You went Betum Leva. You bought the food. It turned out afterwards that it was Treif Midrabanan. You already ate it. Nothing happened. There's nothing to see here. It was an Israel Ban Bashogig and Tsar Kappa. It was an Israel Daraisa. It's a whole separate story. Israel Daraisa is. That's a shtick trait. That's poison. Spiritual poison. You didn't realize, but it was still spiritual poison. You still need, you do need Kappara if you do Israel Daraisa Bashogig. Second of the Chumash. So that's Nesivus again. We have a Rambam Shulchan Aruch differentiating a what seems at first like a detail. And the din of Mekach Tos, maybe why are we talking about Mekach Tos in the middle of the first paragraph of Gittin? First paragraph of Chulin, first paragraph of Gittin. Mekach Tos, because this at first looks like a very subtle chiluk. If it was already eaten, do you get your money back? Depends what the Reis Drabanan, the Siva says, that little chink of the armor teaches you a massive yisod. You should understand, and let's recap it. And let's reformulate it also. The Siva says from that one line in the Shulchan Aruch, based on Rambam, based on his reading of the Gemara, you know what I just learned? That Isur Drabanan, the thing is awesome. It's poison. It's a Rabbanan, it's really about I'm a chuyiv, my chiyiv as a citizen is to follow their instruction and not to reject their authority. So that's why it's Rabbanan b'shogeg is Ein Tzar Kapar. Right? That's what he said. In other words, is the idea clear? Yes, no, maybe? If the idea is clear, then we can reduce the paragraph to a phrase and say that what the way the later Achronim reformulate the Nesivas, and the Nesivas said Isra Rabbanan b'shogeg doesn't need kapara, that's because, whereas Isra Daraisa b'shogeg doesn't need kapara, that's because, as I said before, Isra Daraisa is spiritual poison. The Cheftza itself is inherently also. Whereas Isra Rabbanan, I'm going to listen to Chazal. As long as I wasn't, if I did violate Minat Torah, if I violate B'nezit, so I'm being Morey. I can't be Morey. The issue is, they have their rationales for crafting Din Rabbanan. But as a citizen who's supposed to follow Din Rabbanan, it's not about the thing, it's not that the thing is trade. The Chefza hasn't changed. Nothing inherent, intrinsic in the item. Chazal don't have the right to change the spiritual properties, metaphysical properties of the chayfids. What they can do is they can make rules. Now, I'm a chayfid, listen to their rules. The Torah gave the right to make rules. The Torah gave me the obligation to follow their rules. I have to mitzayas for Rabbanan. So that's a chayf gavra. I have to obey Chazal. If I disobey Chazal, that's a problem. That's a violation, a behavioral violation. But if I wasn't disobedient, I was trying very hard to do the right thing. I went to the store with Ashgacha. Turns out, it's all messed up. It was only Yisrael Rabbanan, Eidon Tzara Kapar. Rabbanan Shavi Eidon Tzara Kapar. So the way Achraim usually say over this Nesivus, and often you want to hear it's a Nesivus, just everyone says, that's the way the rest of Engel calls it. Achronim say, but Achronim say that the Issa Daraisa can be an Issa Cheftza. Sometimes, if not always, at least sometimes, there's something intrinsically off about this item. Torah doesn't want me to eat that because there's something spiritually, metaphysically off about that thing. But as Isra Rabbanan, not that Chachamim gave the properties of Isser, it's just that they make rules, I have to follow the rules. Which is why the difference, Nafgamina being Shogeg versus Mezid. So that was accepted wisdom for like 200 years. 1700s, 1800s, into the 1900s. That Isra Rabbanan, as Nesiva says, it's only an Isser Merida. If you did it violate B'shogeg, you only need Kapara. There's no one there B'shogeg. Why? Because Isser Rabbanan is always merely an Isser Gavra. Yeah.
Why would
it be shy to the Hemtashot? Develop. We'll get there in a second. Avram, you had a question. You looked at your head. It looked in your eyes like you had a question. No. Yeah. So Zev asked a great question. Zev asks 1 second. So for 200 years, this is accepted wisdom. Yisur and Rabbanan are all about Merida. You can't be married against the rules and authority of Chazal. So if you did it b'shogeg, they didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't married. In other words, it's merely an Isur Gav. Come along, you raise a Engel, one of the great Polish Gaonim of the early 1900s, in a sefer Asma Daraisa, the most popular of his many, many svarim. Asim Daraisa means is Aramaic for letters of the Torah. Why do you call it Sefer letters of the Torah? Because when he, every once in a while, he had, it was clear, man was an unbelievably creative Talmud Chacham. Man was keep a mind on his gabber. So much so that he'll write a Sefer and then he's putting together a table of contents. Sometimes in his table of contents, he ends up having like a whole paragraph of like new chidush Torah that came up as he was like writing the table of contents. Fantastically creative. So every once in a while, his chidushim and nigla, nister, philosophy, kabbalah, lamdas, halacha, everything. So, and all biachad, Polish style. So anything, when he got enough money together to publish another sefer, he, whatever shtickle Torah at hand, he did. So when he got enough money to publish the sefer, he happened to have 27 shtickle Torah. So the Sefer has 27 simanim, an assortment of topics from all over Shas. So he writes the introduction. So that's why I called my Sefer Asven Daraisa, because as we know, there are 27 letters in the alphabet with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Torah.
Right.
So even in that, a big chiddush, because he's assuming that the Osios Sophios are separate letters, which is an interesting question to think about in terms of Kosei and Shabbos. I wrote the wrong letter. Is that the same letter? Not the same letter. Interesting philosophical question. But let's go back to a different philosophical question that he raises. A lot of his shtickle Torah are very philosophical in a Polishist style. So he turns our attention, as far as I know, he's the first one to notice this significance of this Gemara in Chulin. Rav Chanan later picks up on it in one place, I think, names him. And, and the Stipler, a generation later, names him very directly. And Simon Dalet and Zeran in the Kilzian. But it's the answer, the two pieces of the Asa about this Gemara. Klal Vav and Klal Yin. See, he begins with what we spoke about yesterday. We go back to Gemara Chulin. Gemara Chulin Dav Vav. Not Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin that tells the story of a Pirkei Avos Davi. Gemara Chulin Dav Vav that we had focused on yesterday, the second shiur yesterday, after the grandparents had gone. Then what? The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yassir of Zera. They go, they're traveling together, and they get served the wine-infused eggs. Sounds very gourmet. Wine-infused grilled eggs. And this one eats, and that one doesn't. I think Rabbi Zera did not eat, Rasi did eat, right? And then Rabbi Zera says, Dana Rabbeinu, like, isn't that the mice? You're right, I wasn't thinking, I wasn't paying attention, I should have thought about it. Anyway, I was just focused on the eggs, and talking to the wine. The fellow's a very nice guy, he's on the arts, and he's giving us wine. And Zera says, it can't be. How could it be? And Rabbi Vasi accidentally fell into an Isser. You know, Shamayim, they should have made sure that he wouldn't. So he says, it must be that the talking wasn't an Isser. How is it not an Isser? So he, as we saw yesterday, Gemara says, Rabbi Zera, Tzchazer's Demai, and with Tosefta, finally Tosefta, if the Amma Arit, when the Amma Arit gives it to the Chavar, it's already the Tarubis, the Isser Demai is never Chal to the Gish. Apparently, the Isser Demai is Chal, that's what you see. Isser Demai is Chal when the Amma Arit gives it to the Chavar. It's not Demai by the Amma Arit, when the Chavar gets it, sounds like. So that's the moment the Isser will be Chal is when the Chavar gets it. So it depends if it's the end, the Isser is Chal. So maybe Tarubis, no Isser. And that was their solution. Oh, now I understand why the Shammai, they didn't seed it with the Rasi wouldn't eat that. Because in fact, it was kosher. Why was it kosher? Because Al Pi Din, that's not included in Isser Demai. So you guys, if England asked, that's where we left off. Yes. If England asked, there's a far simpler answer. Rob Ami Haaretz Master Name. Most Ami Haaretz do think of Meister. So why did Zera just say, it's Greg Gavaldic for Kazakh to the Demai? But why do you need to be Yashem Kasha? The Gemara says, enough of Dabre, he left, he Chazer Tosefta, and they figured out. But he had to go anywhere, on the spot, simple Svara. They let Rav Zeir, Meshamayim, they allowed Rav Asi to eat this. It must be that this Amaharis is one of the rogue who are Ma'aser. Simple solution. Why didn't we give that solution? So here's where we left off yesterday. The Asin Daraisa's Yosef Engel. Asim Dereis's first chiddush that he draws from that Gemara Kulam Davav is you see something fundamental about the nature of the Isser of Demai. You see that even if that Amma Aretz is in fact a Ma'aser, if I don't know that for sure, his wine is Demai. Even if it's not Tevel, it's still Demai. In other words, Chazal, when they created the Isser of Demai, they didn't say, we're just telling you, you have to be choshesh for the small suffix of Tevel. Be choshesh suffix despite the robe. No. They created a new Isser Rabban, an Isser Rabban called Demai. So even if it's not Tevel, it's still Demai. Gnabur Nafkimidis, and one of them is here. He has a Raya from the Gemara in Menachos, and here and there. But he starts the central Gemara, Chul Davam. Even Mea Shamayim, they would not have allowed Rabbi Asi to drink Demai, even if in fact this Amma Aretz is Ma'asa. It wouldn't be an Isser D'oraisa, it would still be Isser Rabban. Once you say that, anyway, Rabbi Engel says, one second. In Kal Yud, when Asim D'oraisa picks up and says, so when Rabbi Zeir was bothered, how many Shamayim did they allow the Tzaddik Rav Asi to violate the Isser and drink the tray for wine? Which Isser was he worried about? The Isser of Tavos? No, because there's a solution. maybe it's not Tevel Daraisa, maybe Tamaritz is Maaser. What was he bothered by? How could it be that the Rashamayim, they allowed the Tzaddik to drink wine, which certainly is Demai? And the only solution was, well, turns out, actually, this is not included in Isser Demai. But if it would have been, that would have been a problem. In Isser, the Rabbanim. Not by the Suffolk Isser Demai. So that we can solve. So Yetz Engel says, as Zev did, 1 second. If you work out the Cheshbon, we're saying that the Hendel Shal Tzadikim includes drinking in Isser Drabana. In Isser Drabana. He says, how does that fit with the Tumasmas? We had seen yesterday that we showed him work on this rule doesn't always get quoted. It only gets quoted a few times in Shas. There are plenty of other stories of various Tamei Chacham and Tzadikim who fell into various Averis. So remember, Rabbi had his approach. The approach of Tosis, Bekam and Mekomos, Rabbi Kor, Rabbi Notam, what? That this principle only applies to what type of Takala specifically? Specifically? What? Achila. Achila. And I have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about Tzadikim in Babel who accidentally ate Yom Kippur. I have a Gemara in Pesach about a Tzadik who accidentally ate before Havdalah. So what's the solution? It was a kosher food. It is a trei fatan. Meaning, as Rabbi Chana writes explicitly in Kovitz view here, why does it matter whether it's trei for food or trei for time? The answer is because it's not that all food becomes a chepta di isura on Yom Kippur. And then the Tziv points to the Gemara at the end of the third paragraph of view about Timtum Alei. What's uniquely bad about eating, even though Chil Shabbos is more severe, Shvichas Davar, Rachman Aslan, but it's about, unlike the Ramban who thinks this is about Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure the Tzad doesn't do an Avera, the Netziv understands that Tosfos with the Gnai, it's about the Tzad not suffering the impact that the tray for food would have on him. Timtum, you eat specifically tray for food, as Isaac's father began yesterday, you are what you eat, specifically, you are what you eat. The Gemara says spiritually also, not only on a biochemical level, your cells are constructed out of molecules that used to be food that you had previously eaten spiritually. What you eat shapes who you are spiritually. Oh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to save the Tzad from accidentally falling into Timtum Alei. So it's only when it's a chepta of these two. And yet, it applies to Divine. Says the rest of Angel. 1 second. The Nesivus, ironically, sold us a bill of goods. The Sivas tried to convince us in all places in the Chatos that the Isur and Drabana only begavra. Isur Drabana and Bishogi doesn't need kapar, just Isur merit, but the thing itself remains kosher. But beferish against the Sugin Chulin. Beferish against the Sugin Chulin. Ha'yitach. Here it is. You put all the pieces together. You have the Tosis, and you have the Tosis, and you have the Gemara. In Chulin Davav, on the one hand, it's only when it's a chesed surah of machalos of surahs. On the other hand, it applies it to Demai. So you see, 2 + 2 = 4. You see that an Isser Drabanan could be a chesed. Wow. How do you make sense of that? Let's see. Food for thought. Think about that. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. We have all the pieces.